Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads as we bless your holy name. You deserve
the glory
and the honor. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things.
you too, glory. You're a faithful God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Your name is Yah. Your name is Yah. You're a miracle working God. Your name is. You want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God. Your name is. Joshua. Holy One,
Holy One.
You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you, deep must tremble at your presence. Hey. What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Why I lift
somebody,
my voice.
Why I sing to
why
you.
I sing to
Father,
you.
I sing to you. And you are the reason.
You
of this unbelievable eclipse that's coming, pointing more to the Lord's coming, pointing even to the kind of time when he passed and what hour of day it's coming through and all the different things. Very clear what God is saying. It's time to get right with him. You've got to be saved and have eternal life that he gives. Oh, yeah. Very important. Very urgent and desperate time. This is no time to be playing with God. There's no time to be playing church. This is time to get real with God. Only way you get real with God is through his son, Jesus Christ, the glorious Savior. It's been amazing what the Lord is doing, what he's revealing. I shared here with Brother Andrew and whoever else wants it to check out this YouTube video of a Messianic believer, C.J. Leavitt, Rock Island Books, and what God has showed him through his word. Not commentaries, not things in the world, but his word being revealed in these last days as he said he would. Remember, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would teach us and guide us. And you know what else? He said he would reveal the future, because we're not a people that are going to be caught off guard not seeing the Lord come or like a thief. That's for people who are not watching. That's for people that are not in tune, hearing what the Spirit is saying to us. And he's coming. Glory to God, he's coming soon. So exciting. And, oh, there's just Jeanette's here now, too. Bless you, sis. Good to see you back. Praise God. And Sis Connie, praise God. Bless you that you're here, Brother Andrew. Praise God that we can come together for such a time as this, and God raise us up, and to be available and to serve him. And I'll be sharing something about what he showed me this week about redeeming the time and not wasting our time. It was very humbling, but it was something that was pointed out to me and Sis Brenda, and mainly to me about being there for my wife and to motivate her and to and us. And she did it. I mean, she's part of it too, of bringing this morning that we do this in the morning each day now to have time with the Lord, to exercise with praise music and get it started. And then we have our Bible devotion. And, man, that makes your day go so much better. An opportunity, to be with my wife and together, that we're studying God's word and worshiping him, hearing what he's saying. It's been really good. But we pray for each one. We're very grateful that Sis Jeanette is back, because God touches and heals his people. God came to deliver us from the devil and from all his work. What kind of works does he have? All bad, all evil, affliction, sickness, disease, Lord have mercy, depression, fear, all the kind of things that go wrong with the thing called sin. His big one is steal, kill, and destroy you. That's what he wants. But that's not God's destiny for any of his created children. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, his destiny is love, mercy, grace, and the life he gives, eternal life. That you have peace, that you have joy, that you'll be content, and know that your life is in God's hands. And of course, as you've heard me many times, loving hands with the nail scars to prove it. Praise his name forever. As we're studying in 1 John, know very clear, we all are in pretty good shape, because the places when the apostles are talking to the church, they're having their struggles. They're having a rough time. But they all remind them who we depend upon and who makes us who we are. Another thing that's been very clear, there's two kinds of people. There's the saved and the unsaved. There are those who believe and those who do not believe. John even made it clear. He said those who are the children of God, true children of God by faith alone in his son and born again, and Lord have mercy, the children of the devil. That's ones who reject God. That's the ones who reject and say, I can do it myself. And they've been misled and deceived by the enemy. And they're walking like he walks. There's so many of them sleepwalking. There's so many that are distracted, trying to stay distracted. But they need to be seeking the Lord. Now, I know I hear people when you're out and stuff, there are people wondering what's going on and searching. But a lot more of them need to be. But there's wake-up calls coming that it will be very clear. So we just thank God that we can come together still. Well, we was going to have a big event here, with, you know, St. Patrick's Day as a city, but the weather has been pretty strong. We got more coming, so they've shut it down, and we're moving it somewhere in April. But us as a church, we're going to get going because we got everything together and the food and everything, and we're going to open the church to feed my sheep. Hallelujah. What God's called us, how many people have come to know the Lord as we feed them good food and prayer, that they can get physical food, yeah, but they can get food blessed by God and the food you need to live forever. So we ask you for your prayers for that. But hallelujah, praise God, all that God's revealing and all that he's showing, it's been absolutely amazing. If you see all that's going on in Israel, and that's a prophetic clock, and there's deadlines that they've given these people, they want to take out, you know, the Gaza situation, totally. But they've warned Hezbollah, and they told them to go back to some river, or they're going to full out attack, so we'll see. Amen, yes. We really want the people to know what St. Patrick is about, that he was a man of God that went through many trials, that were cast out from the so-called religious groups. He even sent out, you know, and cast off into an island in the tropics and all kinds of stuff, but because he was teaching the truth. And then God made a way to come back. And, you know, you've heard the story, well, he, drove out snakes. Well, I would say it is the serpent who he drove out of Ireland because of the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the gospel. That's the one that's important. So we'll be doing that, and we have, you know, tracts, and we'll be praying, and we're praying that God draws the people in, that they can hear the truth, because it's getting crunch time, brothers and sisters. The Lord can come anytime. It is amazing the kind of stuff that's going on. You name it. I mean, all the military is moving. They're ready to push buttons and whatever else, but they can't because the restrainer's there. That's us with the Spirit in it. Amen. I mean, God, you know, you think about it. Would you think any place that you have your children and they're getting ready, somebody's getting ready to bomb you, you just go, oh, I'm just going to leave my kids out there. They can fend for themselves. No. God has always brought his people. And the whole thing about it is him that's bringing the judgment and wrath. He's not going to pour it out on his children. He loves them. It's by the truth of his word. So we know that. We pray that other note. Oh, there you go. Getting some of your snapper there. Getting snapper. Okay. That's cool. It's good. It's good fish. I've had some when I can eat it. Red snapper is really good to eat. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for each one of y'all. That we can come together, and like I said, Jeanette's back, and we hope everything's good with your family, sis. Not I know you, but the rest of the family that was under the weather are sick and colds. We've had, you know, a lot of people with different kind of things going on. But we know the Lord is with us, and he loves us, and he'll intervene. That's the important thing. We don't face anything we go through in the trials and tests or what we should be doing because he's with us. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you. Praise you this day. Praise you this evening. Lord, very grateful for the blessing of rain. And then, as you know, the things were happening, we, you know, start concerned, and it's that you're going another way, but we still can serve the community. And Lord, we can give them opportunity to hear the good news and get good food at a very low price. Father, we're very grateful and praise you that you make a way, and that if anything, we'll enjoy fellowship, and that we will pray for people who come in. And Lord, we'll be there, you know, trying to encourage them and share the love of Jesus. That's so important these days. Lord, we pray now that you're watching over us and you're protecting us here at the Lord's Hour. You protect us from the enemy in the name of Jesus. By the power of your name and the power of your shed blood, that we stand strong and that we stand from the standpoint of victory, of you, Lord Jesus, your victory over the devil and all his works. We praise and honor you. We pray now, Lord, you would touch the people's lives, all that are listening. Anybody hurting, anybody feel lonely, fearful, Lord, feel like they're in addictions or in chains or captivity. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would move. And, Lord, you would set them free in your name. And that they would understand that you can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, if they will cry out to you, Lord, and know that they need you vitally. We pray, Lord, that anyone that is struggling and have needs to be met, Lord, that you are the one who meets them. Father, that we would understand and humble ourselves and trust you, what you say, and quit doing it man's way and get more in the problems of debt and captivity. Father, show the way to that they need to come out of debt and they need to trust you of what you say. Lord, we're very grateful that you showed me and Sister Brenda that. And it's not always definitely man's way or the best. They're usually all out to fleece and make money. We thank you, Father, of the direction and wisdom you give us that. But I pray you meet the need. I pray you help people and understand your way of doing things, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you're with us through all things, that we take heed to your word for such a time as this, that we're looking for your glorious coming. We thank you again for watching over us and the computers and phones. We pray you help your people. I pray anyone hurting or feel anxious that you would bring peace, Lord. And the peace you bring is peace past all understanding. Really, Lord, it's the one that settles because we're right with you and we know you love us and you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for all this, Lord. We thank you for who you are and how much love you have for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the first song tonight is like an older song. I don't know if y'all remember, I don't know if they're still ministry or not. I have to look it up, but Christ for the Nations. There was I saw them, and I went to, you know, one of their camp areas, and it was amazing, those young people that want to serve the Lord. But anyway, Christ for the Nations. And this song, it's one of the songs that came up. It's amazing some of the songs the Lord's been bringing up when we do our peddling, me and Brenda, that we use those mini peddlers, but it still gets the exercise. But the scripture for this is, praise the name of the Lord, Matthew 21. And this is about the triumphal entry of our Lord. And we can do this. And we can praise him this way because we know who he is. And we pray all the Jewish people would know this too. So the word of God, Matthew 21, verse 4 says, this happened so that what was spoken by the prophet would be fulfilled, saying, verse 5, tell the daughter of Zion, the people of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. The king? King of kings? Lord of lords? Messiah? Gentle and mounted on a donkey. Even on a colt, the foal, a beast of burden. God was showing us it was not about being conquered and have all power and look at me. No, it was totally different that God wanted his people to know and all of his created children. It's a way of being humble. It's a way to be concerned about others. And you can be a servant leader even. Yes. Verse 6. Then the disciples went and did did as Jesus had instructed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and placed the colt on them, and Jesus sat on the colt. Most of the crowd spread their coats on the road as before a king. It was showing respect toward him, honor and respect, while others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. The crowd went ahead of him, and those that followed him were shouting in praise and adoration. Who should deserve it more than our glorious Savior? Yeshua, HaMashiach to the Jewish people. Hosanna to the Son of David, Messiah. Blessed, praised, and glorified is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was trembling with excitement, saying, who is this? And the crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Well, we can up that. We can kick it up a notch. This is Jesus, the Son of the living God, and our glorious Savior and Messiah for Israel, and King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen? Blessed is the one. Oh, praise his name forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He comes to touch the lame. He comes to take the shame. He comes to prove the Father's love. He comes to wash the stain. He comes to break the chain. He comes to claim us as his own. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He comes to touch the lame. He comes to take the shame. He comes to prove the Father's love. He comes to wash the stain. He comes to break the chain. He comes to claim us as his own. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise his name. He comes to touch the lame. He comes to take the shame. He comes to prove the Father's love. Amen. He comes to wash the stain. He comes to break the chain. He comes to claim us as his own. devil. Set us free. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. In my heart cries out, Hosanna. 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 Amen. In my heart cries out, Hosanna. 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 In my heart cries out, Hosanna. 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 In my heart cries out, Hosanna. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Hosanna in the highest. For you are worthy. Glorious one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Yes, Lord. And my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. Glory. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. 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 In my heart that Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hallelujah. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Praise his name. Yes, Lord. In my heart, shout Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In my heart cries out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, shalom. Shalom there, Brother Bryant. Bless you. Bless you. Welcome to the Lord's hour. I hope you enjoy your time and to worship and praise our Lord and be with our brothers and sisters there, that they will bless you, encourage you, and even pray for you. But you're welcome here at the Lord's hour to hear the truth of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Hallelujah. All right, sis. Let's get your praise on. Hallelujah. I'm sure you're on the edge of your seat, ready to praise the Lord again, as you had that time that you had to recover and get feeling better and be able to sing. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Oh, listen to you. Praise the Lord. God is so
good.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. That's awesome, sis. I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope everybody else is.
Yes, we are. We are all are.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you, I shared a link with this this brother, this Messianic brother named C.J. Levitt, and what God has showed him through God's Word, and showing that the 70th week of Daniel is coming up very soon.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. It's called The Blessed Hope. And, I mean, it's lining up, sis. It's amazing what God is revealing, like He said He would. And it's getting exciting. Well, praise God. I'll let you continue this worship and praise as God put all these wonderful songs that I know this brother has a heart for God. And he has some wonderful songs that God's given him to share about the Lord. Amen.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen, brother. Okay.
All right. Bless you, sis.
Bless you too, brother.
All right.
The battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight, I fight on my knees, with my head lifted high. Oh God, the body belongs to you. In every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Lord God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When I see your ashes, you see the beauty. Thank you, God. When all I see is the cross, God, you see the empty tomb. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, if I didn't belong to you, and every tear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh God, if I don't belong to you. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. An almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. An almighty fortress, you go before. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You join the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. In every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Lord God, the battle belongs to you.
You saw me first. You let me in when I was at low. The moment when I heard you say my name, it's the first time in so long I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. You are the boy that comes to storm inside me, cast the walls that stands around me. All this time I thought dealing with you. You are the light that shines through every tunnel, there in the past to be there tomorrow. All my life your love is breaking through, it's always in you. It's always been you. My northern star, your love will be the compass of mine. Oh, I just wanna be right where you are, right where you are. You are the boy that comes to storm inside me, cast the walls that stand around me. All this time, our guardian was you. You are the light that shines in every tunnel, there in the past to be there tomorrow. All my life, my love was breaking through, it's always in you. It's always in you. It's always in you. It's always in you. Who stood with me in the fire? It was you.
Jesus.
It was only you who pulled me out of the water. It was you. It was always you who carried me on the shoulder. It was you. I know it's you. Where the Lord has come to save me, cause the walls that stand around me all this time of darkness. You are the light that shines in every tunnel. There in the past, you'll be there tomorrow. All my life, your love was breaking through. It's always in you. It's always in you. It's always in you. It's always in you. It's always in you.
Like a bride waiting.
Thank you for what, you know, God puts on your heart and you share. And you bless people. And you bless your
Lord.
Amen. All right, sis.
Amen. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Praise God. We'll let you get into the chat room. We'll get started. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, brother, is it Brother Bryant? I want to make sure, you know, we make sure you're a sister or brother, but you're welcome here. And I'll tell you, you know, if you want to share where you're from, we have a brother, the one who said hi to you, Brother Andrew. He's from New Zealand. And then we have Sis Jeanette, House Mama 57, and Sis Connie. Her name, Regina, I can't see it all. I've got a microphone in front of that one. But anyway, let me see if I can see it. I know she's sitting here somewhere. Yeah, Regina Riveros. And get my Spanish going there. But if you want to share, that's fine, but you're welcome here. And we're going to be sharing a word that God has revealed to me through his word. And we're grateful for you being here. And that we all need to hear what God's saying for such a time as this. Amen. All right. Well, the message tonight is what God showed me, and I'll share a little bit here after I share the message here, I mean the title, and then what God showed me. All right. It is called We Are Redeemed. We are redeemed and have the blessings of eternal redemption. Isn't that amazing? We are redeemed and have the blessings of eternal redemption because everything that God does is complete and eternal because that's who he is. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from God our Father, Jesus, the Son of God and our glorious Savior, and the giver of life, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, tonight, we will search and study about what Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, did for us. What had to happen for us, or we'd be lost in hell of a mess for all eternity. That sounds bad, don't it? Thankful we're not, we who believe and trust him. But praise be to God, he did not intend this for us. After the fall, the Lord God announced to Satan and all of mankind, you will not stay here. I will save you and redeem you through my own son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's look. See, how do we know this? It's studying God's word. It's the only way you know anything. You can't always listen to men. They're not right. They don't have it all together, especially if they're not born again and have the Holy Spirit. Don't tell them what you get. That's why we get all these weird, different kind of how they believe and different kind of gospels and taking the word out of context and all that, because it's a lot of them out there that are wolves in sheep's clothes. We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Genesis 3:15. And I will put an intimate or open hostility between you and the woman and between your seed, offspring, and her seed. He shall fatally bruise your head, and you shall only bruise his heel. Even as unbelievable and terrible and everything of what Satan did through the Romans and the ungodly, self-righteous rabbis and all, and the people in the nation of Israel, it's considered bruising a heel compared to what God does to Satan, what Jesus does to Satan. God Almighty, the creator of all, announcing the will and purpose I have for you, my created children, and Satan's fate. Amen? Here's a point about her seed. Many consider this verse the first announcement of the gospel. This is the first prophecy of the Messiah, Christ, who through his death on the cross and resurrection would ultimately defeat Satan, and the power behind the serpent was a death blow. Amen. So praise God. This has been fulfilled for us now. It is for all. It is available for all of God's created children, and that this is only for those who can be redeemed, who can be saved. You have to be a man or woman. You have to be a created man or woman from God, the creator of all. Amen? Satan and the hordes of hell, the fallen angels that rebelled with him, are lost and condemned. What Christ did was to bring salvation and redemption to mankind, but gave Satan and all of hell a death blow, their power broken, which is sin and death. Glory to his name. He did all this to redeem us from the kingdom and of the darkness, and the brought into his marvelous kingdom of light. Should just put kingdom of darkness. Take that out. And us from the kingdom of darkness that brought us into the marvelous kingdom of light. We were dead and lost in our sin. It was our very nature. And we were all born into sin in this world. Because of the fall of man, we all need a Savior, a personal Savior for each of us. We cannot save ourselves or keep ourselves saved. It is all because of Jesus Christ. It is what you believe about him. It is you believing in him and what he has done. This was God the Father's plan and will from the very beginning. Our Lord Jesus has fulfilled it all for us to be saved and redeemed. How did he do this? With his own life and blood. Amen. Yesterday morning, I was getting up, really trying to get up, and not really wanting to. This was, I think it was Wednesday morning, you know, before I usually have time with the Lord to give a message. But I needed to, because me and Sis Brenda has committed this time to get in better shape spiritually, mentally, and physically. It's important for me and Sis Brenda as brothers, sisters in Christ, and husband and wife, we would do this. Well, the Lord Jesus told me real quick, as they turned off the alarm and the flesh said, just stay in bed, the Lord, just stay in bed, the Lord said, oh, sorry. Something my typing sometimes. The flesh said, stay in bed. The Lord said, get up and redeem the time. Not waste your time. Well, I did get up. And we continue what the Lord has put on our heart about our relationship with him, our relationship together as believers in Christ and husband and wife. Amen? I want to share the definition the Lord showed me, which is relevant for this. The definition of redeem or redeeming our time. Amen? The first two for the redeeming the time and not wasting time. Amen? To discharge or fulfill a pledge or promise, our pledge and promise to him is to redeem the time we have here in this world by fulfilling God's plan and purpose for us. Amen? Number two, to make up for and make amends for, offset some fault or shortcoming. Amen. By redeeming our time to love and serve our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and not wasting our time in this dying world and system of it. Amen? The next two are the glorious Savior gave us a perfect way, an example of redeeming the time in his life perfectly. Amen? Number one, to obtain the relief or restoration as from captivity by paying a ransom. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did this with your life giving and shed your blood. Glory to God. Number two, theologically, to deliver from sin and its consequences by the means of a sacrifice offered for the sinner. Praise God. Jesus Christ's perfect way to redemption. To redeem us and his time in this world. Amen. I just want to share with you about what he showed me. Brothers and sisters, we redeem our time here by being in the will of the Father in heaven. What we do with our life and time through obedience to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, what we do in our flesh and not through the Holy Spirit, honestly, wasting the time God has given us, puts it in a whole new perspective now. Amen? First, we will look at where we came from, the kingdom of darkness. First Colossians 1, verse 13. The incomparable Christ. I do believe it's chapter 1. Could be 2, but I think it's 1. I think it's 2. For he has rescued us and drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness, and he has transformed us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Now, do you think you have a Father in heaven who loves you, that he would do this for us? Verse 14. In whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sin and cancellation of sin's penalty. Look what he has done. Nothing of ourselves, but to believe in him and who he is and what he has done personally for all of it. Amen. Several points to this. He has rescued us. Amen. And he's going to rescue us from this lost, dying world, the blessed hope. He has drawn us to himself. Amen. How? By faith alone in him and born again by the Spirit. You must be born again to have a relationship with God. Taking us out of the dominion, which is the rule and authority of darkness. Amen. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. He's come to set the captives free. Number four, he transformed us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. And number five, in whom we have redemption. Amen. Remember that what God does is eternal and perfect. Anyone saying anything different or wrong infallible man or fallen devil. Amen? Now, what has eternal redemption given us? Because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation of our sin's penalty. Amen. Hallelujah. This is God's way through God's truth, given God's life through our eternal Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, what did God have to pay for this redemption of each of us? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 through 20. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, that you are not of your own property? Oh, no. You have been bought by a very high price. You were bought with the price. You are actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify body with your, glorify God with your body. Redeem your time. This is how each of us have been redeemed. All who believe and have faith in Jesus Christ, like I said, it is available for all. But you have to make that decision to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and know that he is the Son of God and died for all your sins. You know that you are a sinner needing a Savior right now. Amen? So with this introduction, we press on to see what else the Lord Jesus wants us to know tonight, all in the archives, if God permits the time. Amen? First, we will search out about being redeemed. Amen. The definition of redeem, to pay off, to buy or pay off, clear by payment, to recover something pledged or mortgaged by payment or other satisfaction. So this had to happen for us because we were slaves to sin and Satan. We were in the kingdom of darkness and had to be purchased. Jesus Christ paid the price in full as he poured out his life and blood for each of us because of his great love. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 6:7 says, "Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God who redeemed you and brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." Let's see what it says in Romans 5, 8 through 10. "But God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinners." Isn't that amazing? But there is more. That's good. To the rest of the story, the rest of the truth. But there is more. Now that God has accepted us because Christ sacrificed his life's blood, we will also be kept saved from what? God's anger. When does God usually get angry? When he judges and pours out wrath. Even when we were God's enemy, he made peace with us because his son died for us. Thank you, Lord. Yet something even greater than friendship is ours. Isn't that amazing? Now that we're at peace with God. Amen. That's what has to happen in your life. We will be saved by the life of his son, not us. Him. Oh, glory to God. The only one the Father accepts is Jesus. His life and his blood. The only way to salvation and life. Thank you, sis. Very good. Very good scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see. The Lord brought us out. Let's see. God shall, and I know the Lord your God who redeemed you and brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Well, he's done the same for us. Even greater, he brought us out of the burdens of the kingdom of darkness and Satan. God delivered and rescued the Israelites from Egypt, being under the bondage and being as slaves. He set them free and brought them out. Amen. So like the Israelites in the Exodus, for us now, we have been redeemed from being a slave to sin or religious ways and the ideas of men. Let's look. Oh, hallelujah, the truth of God's word. Galatians 4, verses 1 through 7. Let me get a drink. Isn't this amazing what God reveals? Okay. Verse 1. When I talk about children and their guardians, is this. As long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from the slave, even though he is the future owner and master of all the estate. But he is under the authority of the guardians and household administrators or managers until the date set by his father, when he is of legal age. Well, there's that picture, being humble and meek, being a servant like our Lord. So also we, whether Jews or Gentiles, when we were children spiritually immature, we were kept under the elementary man-made religions or philosophy, teachings of the world. But when in God's plan, the proper time had fully come, oh, hallelujah, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the regulations of the law, so that he may redeem and liberate those who were under the law, that we who believe might be adopted as sons, as God's children, with all rights, as fully grown members of a family. And because really are his sons and daughters, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, a bond servant, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through the gracious act of God through Christ. That pretty well covers it real well. You are kept like slaves under elementary man-made religion or philosophical teachings of the world, the things of man, and you can add doctrines of demons too. But when Christ came and redeemed us, we're no longer slaves to sin and man-made religion and way. Amen? It is faith in Christ alone, and that it is the gracious act of God because his love for us. Amen? Exodus 15, verse 13. You, in your loving kindness and goodness, have led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you have guided them with care to your holy habitation. With his loving kindness and goodness, with his strength, and he has guided us now with his Holy Spirit. Amen? Deuteronomy 7, verse 8. But because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath which he swore to your fathers. The Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed, bought you from the house of slavery and from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The type and shadow was the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and mantles to deliver Israel from the house of slavery and from the hand of the Pharaoh. This was telling us and showing us what is real. We were in the house of slavery of sin and the kingdom of Satan, and Jesus came to set us free with his own precious blood. Amen. Nehemiah 1, verse 10. Now they are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. As the Lord God did for Israel, he did much more for all of us by his mighty Holy Spirit and his strong hands with nail scars from what he did for us to be redeemed. Amen. Glory to God. Job 33, verse 28. God has redeemed my life from going to the pit of destruction, and my light shall see the light. Amen. And my life shall see the light. Job knew his God and Redeemer, didn't he? Amen. Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth and faithfulness. As a prophecy of what the Son of God would do and say, we should follow him and do this too. Amen. Psalm 55, verse 18. He has redeemed my life in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. He redeemed us with his peace in our life because we believe that he has redeemed us for eternal salvation and eternal life. Now that is peace past all understanding. Amen. Psalm 71, verse 23. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you and my soul, which you have redeemed. Oh, yeah. Somewhere you're going to get excited when you understand how much Jesus loves us and what he's done and doing and going to do in our lives. How much he really loves us. How much the Father really loves us. And, of course, how much the Holy Spirit loves us. Yes, there should be shouts of joy and sing praise to your Lord that you have redeemed us from the being slaves of sin and given us eternal life. Amen. Psalm 78, verse 42. They did not remember the miracles worked by his powerful hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. Oh, brothers and sisters, let this be a warning to us to never forget the cross, where Jesus Christ redeemed us with his life and blood, where his powerful hands were nailed to the cross to redeem us and defeat our enemies and save us from our enemies. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Amen. Adversary, it could be a physical one, but I say it's mainly the one that is called the adversary, the devil or Satan. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Exaltation of the afflicted, that rejoice and praise the Lord even in afflictions and suffering. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble and afflicted. He has sent me, to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim relief from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to the prisoners. Pay attention to this last part of this verse. To proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to prisoners. Jesus Christ has covered it all. Nothing missed or left out. He is God. He is Savior. He is our eternal Savior. He is perfect. So he has redeemed us for all eternity. Amen? Listen to this word from the Lord for such a time as this. He impressed this on my heart and mind. Hear his words for this year. Isaiah 63, verse 4. For the day of vengeance against ungodliness was in my heart, and my year of redemption of those who put their trust in me, the year of my redeemed has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, come. One of those words that leap off the page. Amen. Lamentations 3, verse 58. O Lord, you have pleaded my soul's cause. You have guided my way and protected me. You have rescued and redeemed my life. Let us learn from the prophet Jeremiah. Oh, praise you, Lord. Amen. Number one, he has pleaded our soul's cause. Jesus Christ, our advocate before the Father. Amen. Number two, you have guided my way or my life. Amen. Number three, protected me. Amen. You have rescued me. Amen. Number five, redeem my life. Amen. 5 points here, which stand for grace, God's eternal grace. Amen. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Yet for us, there is but one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. And we exist for him, and the one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things that have been created, and we believers exist and have life and have been redeemed through him. The key and for the true salvation, eternal life, is believers exist and have life, been redeemed through him, Jesus Christ. Amen. Galatians 3, 12 through 14. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 3, 12 through 14. But the Lord does not rest on or I mean on or require faith. But the, excuse me, forgive me. But the Lord does. I mean, but the, not the Lord, but the law does not rest on or require faith. It has nothing to do with faith, but instead the law says, he who practices them, things prescribed by the law, shall live by them instead of faith. Good luck. Nobody's ever done it but one, and that's our Savior and the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So whoever's saying that, they got it wrong. Verse 16, Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from what? The curse of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs crucified on a tree or cross. In order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might also come to the Gentiles, thank God, so that we would all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. That's what I said, that when Jesus was on that cross, and he was taking the whipping, and he was taking the nails, and then they decided we're going to mock this so-called king. And they didn't know that he was destroying the curse of sin when that cross, I mean, with that thorn, I mean, crown of thorns representing the curse of sin on this creation. And when it went in and started, the blood come out, it was destroying the power of the curse from sin and the devil. Destroying the works of the devil, breaking his power over all who believe and trust Jesus, because that's the only way it can happen in your life. Which will you choose tonight? God's way in truth, which is faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God who died and brought us, I mean bought us, with his high price, his own blood, to be redeemed and made his sons and daughters of God. That one sounds really good to me. Or do you choose the law, which was nailed to the cross, the curse of the law, and its condemnation? That is where you are, that's where you are still at if you choose this way to salvation. There is none for you this way. Only condemnation and death. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 23. And to the general assembly, an assembly of the firstborn who are registered as citizens in heaven, and to God, who is judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous, the redeemed in heaven, who have been made perfect, bringing them into the final glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you see and know now the only ones going to heaven are? The ones who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, who believe in him. Born again, redeemed believers. Amen. Revelation 19 through 7. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us give him glory and honor. For the marriage of the Lamb has come at last, and his bride, the redeemed, has prepared herself. So do you want to know who is the true bride of Christ? His bride, the redeemed, has prepared herself. There is the true bride of Christ. How have we prepared ourselves to be the bride? By believing in him, our Savior and Redeemer. Our Redeemer's coming. Amen. Now, with us being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross, now we will look into the study and learn about our blessing of redemption. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The definition of redemption. Oh, praise his name. An act of redeeming or atoning for a fault or mistake. The state of being redeemed, deliverance, rescue, deliverance from sin, salvation, atonement for guilt. Amen. Jesus Christ has done this for all. It's available for all. We are believers enjoy the blessings of redemption. Amen. Exodus 12, verse 23. Oh, he left. Well, I hope he comes back. Praise God, he was here. I pray for everybody that's trying to stay in the chat room. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, you make a way that all the folks can stay in the chat room in Jesus' mighty name. I pray you make the connection happen and they're able to stay in here and rebuke the enemy trying to cause problems from hearing the truth of your word. We pray you intervene, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the applied blood of Jesus over the Lord's hour and the chat room in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see where we're at. Exodus 12, verse 23. A memorial of redemption, a memorial. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel above the entryway and on the doorpost, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your house to slay you. The Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house and slay you. The Lord is in total control. There's no free agents on the dark side. They have to follow the commands of the Savior and our King. It is what he allows in his permissive will right now, because of the place of man and as he's trying to get them to come to him. And he'll use all kinds of means. They rescued and delivered from pestilence in the land of Egypt. They were set free from the house of slavery because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Exodus 21, verse 30. If a ransom is demanded of him in return for his life, then he shall give whatever is demanded for the redemption of his life. Is that what God did? Oh, yeah. He gave it all. This is what God did for us because of his great love. He did this through his Son, Jesus Christ. Whatever it took. Whatever the ransom he had to pay, he did it. Amen? Psalm 111, verse 9. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name, inspiring reverence and godly fear. When you hear this, you should be doing that. Understand what he's done. He's completed it. Made it so you have a forever, eternal future in life. Amen. Amen. His name is to be praised forever. Amen. Psalm 130, verse 7. Very clever, Lord. Hey, there's 3:7 again. O Israel, hope in the Lord, For the Lord, there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. For Israel and for us too, brothers and sisters. Amen. Right now, that's what Israel needs to be doing. Calling after their God and their Messiah. And quit trusting men and weapons of warfare. God is greater, and he's going to intervene. But we pray that people call out to Jesus and know that he is the Messiah to our Jewish friends, and he is the Christ and Savior to everybody else. Oh, hallelujah to his name. Isaiah 63, verse 4. For the day of redemption, for the day of vengeance against ungodliness was in my heart. And my year of redemption of those who put their trust in me, the year of my redeemed has come. Do you hear what God is saying? How close we are? As I told you, this was a revelation jumping off the page, and this is what the Lord is saying. Could this be the year? Could this be the time of our eternal redemption when Christ comes for his church and his beloved bride at the resurrection rapture? It surely could, as we see the world. See this word twice tonight. Amen. Luke 1, verse 68. Blessed, praised, glorified be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited us and brought redemption to his people. Amen forever. For all people who believe in him as their personal Savior. Glory to God. Luke 21, verse 28. Oh, hallelujah. Now when these things begin to occur, stand tall and lift up your heads in joy. Because suffering ends as your redemption is drawing near. Oh, hallelujah. Because suffering ends as your redemption is drawing near. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Yes, Lord Jesus, for such a time as this, as you command, I pray we obey, or us, command us to pray, we obey as our eternal redemption draws close. So close. Amen. As you command us to pray. Amen. Glory to God. It's so true. Look, the words are coming out. The Lord is showing. It's amazing. Romans 3, verse 24. And are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life. As a gift by his precious, undeserved grace, through the redemption, what is redemption? The payment for our sin, to cover our debt, brothers and sisters. And he's the only one who could. We couldn't cover and make the payment for our sin. But Jesus did. And he rose again too. Because the payment of sin, the wages of sin is death. And Jesus conquered death. Physical and spiritual. For us, praise God. Which is provided in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. How does God's precious, undeserved grace come to us? Through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus. Amen. No other way. One way. Amen. No other way. See what sis has. Romans 8, 1 through 4. Glory to God. Very powerful word. If you belong to Christ Jesus, you won't be punished. Now, why won't you be punished? Because Christ took it for you at the cross. The Holy Spirit will give you life that comes from Christ Jesus and will set you free. Free from what? From sin and death. It has no hold on you. The law of Moses cannot do this. Amen. Because our flesh, our selfish, because of our selfish desires, make the law weak. But God set you free when he sent his own son. Oh, hallelujah. To be like us, sinners, and to be a sacrifice for our sin. He identified with us. He knows what we go through and what we face. God used Christ's body to condemn sin. I don't see any other's name there. This is the only way. God's made it really simple when you understand his word by the Holy Spirit. He did this so that we would do what the law commands us by obeying the Spirit instead of our own desire. Amen. Praise God for that good word. Well, there goes Brother Brian. I hope the best. I hope he enjoyed the time, and Lord bless him, and I pray the word will be applied to his life about being redeemed and to redeem the time you have given us. I hope the best for Brother Andrew. I hope he's okay. And I would thank Brother Brian. I didn't ever see any word of if you know, he was male or female, but we lift him up and lift up Brother Andrew. Pray for both of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's move on. Very powerful word, sis. Thank you. You've been right on spot. How does God's... Romans 8, verse 23. And not only this, but we too, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, a joyful indication of the blessings to come. Oh, hallelujah. Even we groan eagerly. Oh, Lord, please come. As we even grow inwardly, as we wait eagerly for the sign of our adoption as sons and the redemption and transformation of our body at the resurrection. Now, it says other about the Holy Spirit groans inside us. Even we groan inwardly. We are connected and have a relationship with God through the Spirit. So that's why you groan like the Holy Spirit who is here with us now. Isn't that amazing? Yes, each and every day we groan more and more, wanting to be transformed from this corruptible flesh and put on incorruptible. Transformed from this mere mortal into mortality, which is all a glorified body for eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise and worship of who he is and what he has done, where he has brought us from and delivered us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see what God is saying tonight? There is only one way to be redeemed and have blessings of redemption. It is through his glorious Son, Jesus Christ. To believe in him and have faith and trust in him for your salvation and eternal life. The other thing he is pointing he is pointing to his coming for the redeemed of him. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But it is from him, oh, hallelujah now, God just keeps confirming, making sure we know it and apply it to our lives. Amen, sis, he does. He reigns forevermore. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. What is that wisdom from God? Revealing his plan of salvation. Amen for that. And righteousness. The other part of this, making us acceptable to God. And sanctification, making us holy and setting us apart for God. And redemption, providing our ransom from the penalty for sin. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? What God has done. Look how powerful his word is. One verse. So powerful. Speaks of what God has done for us. Now and forever. The big part of our blessing of redemption is that with the payment of his life in blood, he paid it all, once for all. That's it. Nothing else required but to believe and trust in the Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he did. That's what God has told us. The one main thing is the penalty of sin is death. But through his life and blood, we have life and not face death in eternity, which is called the second death, a place called the lake of fire that never quenches, that never goes out. And we don't want anybody there. We have no idea about what the place is like that unless, you know, it's a little tiny bit. It's like, have you ever been by a grass fire or a fire when something's on fire, how intense the fire and the heat and the smoke, and it don't go out? Oh, Lord have mercy. But that tells you how serious God hates sin. Let's look at this in more detail, because as I say that, there is good news. There is good news, because God makes a way. You don't have to face this. Romans 6, 20 through 23. Thank you, Jesus. When we were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. You had no desire to conform to God's will. You didn't know how. So what benefit did you get at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? None. For the outcome of those things is death. More than being shamed, more than putting down, look how dirty and filthy or fouled up you've messed up, or going to jail or prison or whatever you've done or hurt other people, nothing compared to eternal death. But now, since you have been set free, hallelujah, from sin and have become willing slaves to God, or you could say servants, you have your benefit, resulting in sanctification, being made holy, and set apart for God's purpose. God's purpose. That redeeming time in your life. And the outcome of this is eternal life. Well, that sounds a lot better than that thing called death, period. Because here's the truth of God's word. For the wages of sin is death. That means a lifestyle of sin. That means that you have not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then here's God's love. For the wages of sin is death. But he don't want you there. Because with his love, he did this and let his son do this. But the free gift of God, that is his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers. Don't let anybody tell you that believing is not important. Oh, yes, it is. It's all about what faith is, to trust and believe and embrace the Son of God personally. And you know you need him. No other answer, no other way. Faith alone in Christ, then you must be born again. His remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, as you see these scriptures, you see clearly the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit all involved. And what the will and purpose, because of God's great love, everlasting love, unconditional love, eternal love, is for us as what his son did for us. And what the son did because of his love for us. In power of the Holy Spirit, who loves us. Amen. The blessing of our redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord is his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers is eternal life. Amen. When you really know this truth in your heart and life, then we understand how overwhelming and humbling this truly is. Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 14 says, here's the Spirit now. We've had the Father, the Son, and here's the Spirit right here. The Spirit is the guarantee. Oh, hallelujah. Get excited. The first installment, the pledge of the foretaste of our inheritance, until the redemption of God's own purchased possession, his believers, to the praise of his glory. Sealed until the what? The day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. From the final consequences of your flesh in sin. And redeemed, resurrected, and glorified. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in us as born-again believers, or the Holy Spirit in us as born-again redeemed believers, is a guarantee from God. Amen? You know what's exciting? He keeps his guarantee. He will not fail what he promises. His guarantee is real. Ephesians 2, verse 7. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable, the unsurpassed riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. Amen. You see what God's going to give in the ages to come? It's amazing how much he loves. And then here it is, the scripture. Praise God, Ephesians 4, verse 30. And the other part is very important, too. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, which is a final deliverance from the consequences of sin. Praise God. All that we long for and hope for, our blessed hope, which is the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, verse 14. Praise the Lord. In whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins. And what else? And the cancellation of sins, penalty. They're under the blood. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that's made me whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Our redemption, the blessings of this are because of his sacrifice, the forgiveness of our sin, all of them, and the cancellations of sin penalty too. Amen. Hebrews 9, verse 12. He went once for all into the holy place, the holy of holies of heaven, in the presence of God, not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, having obtained and secured eternal redemption, that is, the salvation of all who personally believe in him as Savior. Here it is again. What God does is eternal, perfect, and permanent. Secured eternal redemption, that is, salvation of all who personally believe in him as Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo! So praise God for what he is showing us, revealing to us for such a time as this. So you will know God's way, God's truth, and God's life given to us through the life and blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. That we have been redeemed, that is, purchased with his own life and blood. He did this once for all. He made a way that we can have and have life in everlasting life, because of God's great love, mercy, and marvelous, overwhelming grace. Nothing of ourselves. It is believing and trusting in an eternal, perfect God whose will and purpose is for all of us to be redeemed and have the blessings of all the blessings of eternal redemption. Amen. I finished this lesson and study with these three scriptures. Amen. 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19. For you know that you were not redeemed from your useless, spiritual, unproductive way of life inherited by tradition from your forefathers, with the perishable things like silver and gold. Oh, no, no, no. Not the things of the world. Not the ways of men. Not the doctrines of demons that all lead down a broad highway to hell. But you were actually purchased with the precious blood, like that of a sacrificial lamb, unblemished and spotless, the priceless blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Know this clear. Know this right. Nothing of yourself saves you or redeems you. Nothing of religion or works or anything of yourself. It is in faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has redeemed us with his priceless blood. Do you believe this? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the priceless blood of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption. That is, our deliverance and salvation through his blood, which paid the penalty for our sin and resulted in the forgiveness and complete pardon of our sin in accordance with the riches of his grace. Taken care of. It's done. Now the people that are in prison and darkness in this world, they need to know this. Let us share it. They need to know it because time's getting short. This like the very definition of this word. The truth of God's word, redemption is our deliverance and salvation through his blood. Amen. Only way. Finally, with this of our near future and blessings of our eternal redemption. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, a glorious redemption. Oh, hallelujah. What kind of redemption? Glorious. Redemption, saying, worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seals, for you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased a people for God. That means he paid the ransom and we are redeemed from every tribe, language, people, and nation. Practice this, brothers and sisters, because we're going to be doing it. This is us, brothers and sisters, in heaven singing a new song of glorious redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our glorious Savior and Redeemer forever. Amen. Praise God. Redeemed. We're redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. This has happened in our lives. Let us celebrate, rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Seems like all I can see was a struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all of my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you look at this prisoner and you say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. Amen. I am redeemed. You set me free. So son, shake off these heavy chains. I wipe away everything. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All my life I've been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret.
Hallelujah. When I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. Amen. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be an old man, man inside of me, because his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. Am redeemed. Amen. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away everything. Now I'm not who I used to be. God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. If I am redeemed, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for being. Amen. And we have to be. That's what God requires. That our sin had to be paid for. That it had to be dealt with justice. And we had to be set free from sin and death. And Jesus Christ paid the ransom so that we could be redeemed. Redeemed means that your sin has been taken care of by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And that you're in right standing with God. And that sin has been washed away by his blood. And you're found to be righteous like his son. Now, it is amazing and unbelievable what God has done through his love. And his love was poured out through his son. And the love of the son for us and the love of the Holy Spirit for us is why they have done everything for us and why we have life. His kind of life is eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Had to happen. You know, people would get a hold of it. This is not a temporal thing. This thing had to be dealt with. And God dealt with it, and he's going to deal with it completely. It's going to be gone. But you want to be redeemed. And you want to be forgiven. And you want to be found not guilty. Because you don't want any part of the other side not being redeemed and found guilty. Because you will face everything the devil and the fallen angels face for rejecting God and thinking that you have the answers in the way. Or you listen to the lies of the devil and you're caught in his trap. There's no way out in yourself, in your religion, in your self-righteous way. There's one way out, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Hallelujah. And that leads up to this song, another older one, but very powerful. For such a time as this, Christ is enough. Christ is enough. Not hard, not difficult. Christ is enough. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is my reward in all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, not turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Amen. Christ is all in all. The joy of my salvation. And this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Amen. Hallelujah. Have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now that's redeeming time. Not turning back to the ways of the world and wasted time, but redeeming the time by the power of the Holy Spirit, leading and guiding us, by applying God's word to our life, and to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus in his footsteps, his path, which leads to life, and that we grow and mature and ready to be rejoicing, not shrinking back when our Savior calls us home and blows that trumpet. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
The other thing of the redemption that God has made happen in what Christ did is through his giving his life and shedding his blood, his precious blood, is that he is our righteousness, my righteousness. Amen? You are my righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Who makes you righteous? Life and blood of Jesus. I trust in nothing less. By your blood I now confess that you are my righteousness. You are my holiness. In this truth my soul finds rest. By your blood I now confess that you are my holiness. Amen. Now I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, shameless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. For your love through your grace, now I testify. Away my worth and unworthiness. With virtue now I possess. Only by your blood I now confess. Jesus, you are my righteousness. Amen. Now I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, shameless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. By your love, through your grace, now I testify. I know how it feels. Now I know what it's like to be blameless, shameless in your eyes. Now I know what is true. Now I know what is right. By your loving through your grace. Together, righteous and peace have kissed each other. Amen. Amen, Lord. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteous and peace has kissed each other. Amen. Amen. For my righteousness. Amen. You are my righteousness. You are my righteousness. You are my righteousness. Amen. My righteousness. Amen. Glory. Yes, Lord. You are our righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. For my righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. My righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who you are. That's who Christ made you. Let me slow down. That is who Christ made you. That you have been redeemed and that you have become the righteousness of God. That's how you have to be able to come in the presence of God. You've got to be Christ-like. And he makes it that way. Not ourselves. Not any kind of ideas of men. Definitely not doctrines of demons. Faith alone in Jesus and born again by his Spirit. Now, as before we go to prayer, we will speak Jesus. We will pray, we will speak and proclaim his name and the power behind his name and what he's able to do for all who believe and trust him and believe in him and believe he's able to do what he can do because of who he is. And he has the power over your flesh. He has the power over the devil. Understand that. And know he's the only one that can save you, the only one that can deliver you and heal you. And we proclaim it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we speak Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. Name above all names. Glory to his name. All power and authority is given to him. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Amen. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Break them, Lord. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like fire. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Amen. Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Amen. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like the fire. Amen. Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Amen. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like the fire. Amen. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the stream. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Amen. Hallelujah. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like fire. Glory to God, glory to God, because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Lord of God, break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory now. Amen. Oh, yeah, proclaim the name above all names, all power and authority. Amen. Come in the name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, Jesus from the mountain, Jesus from the street, oh yeah, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, yeah, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak his holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah! Name above all names, our glorious Savior and coming King. Praise his name forever. He is worthy. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you'll touch lives and you'll heal and deliver and save. Set people free, Lord, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Praise God. Name above all names. We'll praise him forever. All eternity. Oh, that we understand and know what he has done for us, that the Holy Spirit has revealed. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Glory to God. that we get to some of these prayer requests before we let Sis finish up. Praise God. I was sharing our Bible ministry now that God has put on our hearts because of our pastor that led us to understand how much important prayer was and God's been preparing me for. It's called Let's Pray About It. Because Pastor Victor would always ask when somebody's struggling or going through something and didn't have an answer, let's pray about it. Well, anyway, this month in March, every Thursday lands on a seven. The first seven, of course, was 3-7. The next seven is now 3-14. Thursday is when we do our prayer stuff. The next one will be the 21st, and the last one will be the 28th. Isn't that amazing? All about God's presence. He's amazing. The many different ways he speaks to us. Amen? All right. So let's see here. Let's see. I know we were praying for Sis Jeanette, and she is healed. Hallelujah. We're praying for baby Luke. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We ask for prayer for our granddaughter, Yozaria, for she's had a rough time with morning sickness. You know, we have two more granddaughters that are pregnant with grandbabies coming. Hallelujah. No, excuse me. No, I think there's some, sorry. We had one that was, and now we have another one. Isn't it amazing how God has blessed us? We're praying for a Nicole, and we're praying for a guy named Mike, that they need deliverance and come back to Jesus. We're praying for a man named Nino that needs healing of his eyes. This is the husband of one of our dear sisters, Lanita. I don't know how it's going with y'all, but like I think Sis Connie, you know, talking about cars and stuff, we've had problems at our church. And we're praying that people have dependable and working cars. And they're not breaking the bank to get them. But God's making a way to provide. We're praying for Tim, our brother Tim. He's getting ready. He's in jail. And we're praying that God's mercy, favor, and his justice as he's going to face the judge. And we're praying for Lee to see a suspended sentence or something like that. We're praying for Brother Ryan and to be strengthened, refreshed, one of our pastors of another church here, our brother. Amen. And let's see. Okay. Oh, God of mercy. And what's his name? Oh, man. I know. Oh, sometimes the true colors come out. You know, sis, I think one thing for sure, to teach our children that you don't marry somebody unless they're a believer. Now, they can have some problems, but it ain't going to be near as bad if somebody's not, I don't know if he's a believer or not, or says he is, but that kind of stuff he shouldn't be out doing. Okay. We'll pray for Tim and Timothy. For reconciliation. When God intervenes. Yeah, he's not a believer. Well, he needs salvation. He needs deliverance and salvation. We proclaim it in the name of Jesus for deliverance and salvation in Jesus' mighty name. Lord of mercy, so much of that going on. Yes, this I think for sure it is very wise that we give wisdom to our children if they are believers. Don't marry somebody that's not a believer. it should be a stopping point in a relationship. But they have to make their decision. But God can, you know, he can come to Jesus still. But that's not good. I don't like to see that. And we pray that God gets a hold of him, gets his attention. Because he needs to understand the days we're living. And he better get right, because it could be any time the Lord could come. And that he could be left behind if he don't turn to Jesus. All right. Let's see what else we have. We're praying for, we have another event that could be coming up at our church, event that we will honor the athletes at Dublin High School here, and that we would be part to be catering it and, you know, be servants and be there for them and to show the love of Christ to those young people at that high school. We're praying for single adults and what they're going through and what they're facing. We're praying for our pastor's wife, Michelle, and the girls, and provision, and you know, of course, what they've been going through since he passed. Sis Brenda's daughter, Jessica, told us about a young man named Dean. He was killed in a motorcycle accident, and I pray he knew Christ. But we're praying for comfort and peace for his family in this time. And I'd say wake-up call, too. And now we've had it for Kim and Timothy for reconciliation delivered to salvation. Amen. Thank God for that. Praise God, sis. We're very glad. Now, Luke is what is Kim's son, right? And Logan is Shannon's? Okay. Oh, Lord, we lift all this up to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. So many people hurting, Lord, but I know you intervene. Okay, I thought so, okay. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Sis Jeanette's life and her grandbaby's lives and what they're going through. But we pray for reconciliation for Kim and Timothy, and the greatest thing is help Kim be a light in a witness of your love for him, even how he is, and that he could be forgiven and he can be redeemed by your shed blood and life like he did for us. It's available for him too. And that he can understand the urgency of the time that you would bring it upon him, and that he would get right with God, and he would learn how to treat his wife right in the name of Jesus. We pray for this family named Dean. Lord, this young man, I pray, cried out, or he knew you before his last breath. And we pray for him and his family, peace and comfort, and a wake-up call that it's time to get right with God. Father God, we pray for Brother Mike, and like I said, Nicole earlier, Lord, for them to be delivered and come home. They're like prodigals, and we have many of them out there, and that we need... Okay, well, we'll continue. At least that's good. That's a start. And, I mean, somewhere, if he's hearing the word of God, the Holy Spirit's going to get a hold of him, sis. And we know that in the name of Jesus. And we continue, Lord, to pray for all these different prayer requests. And everybody's hurting. Everybody's going through things. And that you're there for us. Lord, I'm just sometimes overwhelmed, but I know that you can answer prayers. And I know you do, because you are big enough and you can handle it. And most of all, it's all motivated by your love. Father, we thank you for this good word tonight. We thank you for sharing how wonderful of love you have, and that we have been redeemed, and that we understand that as believers, we are to redeem the time like you, Lord Jesus, and you gave us an example and a life that we are to live by redeeming the time led by the Holy Spirit and not wasting time in this lost, dying world. That we be a light and a witness, as you called us, and follow the path of you, Lord Jesus. And soon that path will lead us home where we long for and we hope for you to come, Lord. At the same time, we hope for and long for our loved ones to get right with you and know you personally. The only way to salvation, life. We're very grateful, Lord. And we thank you for your love most of all. And we give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sis. Amen. In the name of Jesus, yes. We have him on our prayer request, and we'll watch God move in their lives because he honors our prayers and our cries and concerns. And I'll let you come and finish and sing the last beautiful song you have about talking about our place, our home, our true home, the hymn of heaven. Amen. I tell you, the people that have a rough time staying in the chat room, but I pray for Sis Connie. Okay. Well, amen. There you are. Amen, sis. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to start singing now.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you.
Oh, I long to breathe the air of heaven. When pain is gone, the mercy feels the same. The warm breath for all eternity. When all the bows is gone, there will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with you, died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. In every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear. In the end, we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. Oh, there will be a day when all of our glory, there will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with you, died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. In that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever to reign. So let it be today, we shall live together with angels and the saints. Raise a mighty rock, glory to our God, who gave a life beyond the grave. Holy, holy.
a wonderful, beautiful, exciting, amazing day. Thank you. Going on. Have a wonderful night.
Shalom to all. Shalom and good night. Praise God. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. There, excuse me.